But right now, we're out to Wendy Patrick, author of Red Flags. Wendy, legal analyst, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's, I don't know whether to stop with these. No, let's, do you mind starting with the Virginia Tech thing? I've got a giant question mark over my head as it pertains to that story.
Sure thing.
So as I understand it, we have two Virginia Tech students, young students, 18, 19 years of age, both of whom are sort of, you know, upstanding citizens, essentially. I don't understand what the relationship between the two of them is necessarily, and how they came upon this 13-year-old who is a liver transplant patient with lymphoma. The 13-year-old ends up dead, and the two end up charged with abduction and murder. There's a billion things missing. Help me. Help me.
You know, This is such a tragedy. The billion things missing may be found online, as with many cases where young people are communicating. One of the things that this young girl's mother has explained to the media is that she believes her daughter recently met the male suspect through social media. So as you can imagine, what they're probably going to do is reconstruct all of her different apps and social media profiles that they can find to try to figure out how this happened. And, you know, as you know, with you've got three kids of your own, you know, young people are very, they're almost reluctant to get to know somebody first offline when it is so easy, especially at a young age. 13 years old, she's not driving. She really is probably more active on social media, and this likely will give us the kinds of clues that will help answer some of those billion questions, which I agree sort of have shrouded this case in mystery. I mean, it's a terrible tragedy. Everybody is grieving, and we want to know how this happened so we can see if we can prevent it from ever happening again.
Do we believe that this was a premeditated process? Isn't it possible that, I don't know, some just, you know, misadventure gone bad, the kid's chronically ill, maybe has a, you know, sudden death, something, and they freak out and leave her somewhere. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. It's early on in the investigation, and one of the things that everybody wants to know is exactly what would the motive be? What was the motive? How did this happen? One thing that we do know, at least what's been reported, is that the family found a dresser pushed against her bedroom door. And, of course, opines a middle school student climbed out of the apartment window. So that's why they think it may have been a consensual relationship. Now, how did that turn bad? What ended up happening? That remains to be seen. And one of the things that's frustrating about this investigation, as with many like it, it has to be secret or we might compromise the integrity of the investigation.
Right.
Everybody wants to know. The court of the public opinion is clamoring for answers, as is that small community, as you and I are as well. But we all have to be a little bit patient to figure out how this happened. I'm sure in time we'll have a lot of these questions answered. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are too.
Well, because it doesn't make sense. And I don't like it when things are sort of, you know, presented as, oh, two sinister students from Virginia Tech find a 13-year-old victim and, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. That's the behavior.
Gotta be more to it.
That's the behavior of psychopaths. And you would know, then we'd know, oh, well, both these kids have a history of, you know, beating people up and torturing animals and blah, 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 whatever it is. But this is not that. This is two upstanding citizens get caught into something. And so this is going to be interesting. I don't know what they got caught into, but it's an empty set. It's a completely empty set right now. So let's everybody sit back and wait till some facts come in.